Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting third. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Patek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Brett steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Royals, 1. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fossey for the out. Bando moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wolford. Washington reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Garner goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tenarche for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Mayberry moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Mayberry scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brett scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bob Stinson pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Stinson moves to second. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 2 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics 5, Royals, 5. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Brett steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Washington reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Bird now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Don Hopkins pinch runs for Billy Williams. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 3 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive towards the mound. Bird reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Campanera supplying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Vada Pinson now playing right field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Sal Bando. Jim Holt pinch hits for Ray Fossey. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Patek applying the tag. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campanera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Ted Martinez now playing third base. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White pinch runs for Cookie Rojas. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis bunts towards first. Ten Arce scoops it up and throws to first, with Garner covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.